produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Great day, everyone. Nurtured by Natasha here, helping you to cultivate that healthy lifestyle while taking time to put the mask on you. Happy New Year to each and every one of you. Listen, for some of you, New Year has already began before the ball has even dropped, right? And so I wanted to come in and to greet you on this new beginning, this new day, a new day to get it right. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, you just touch me, Lord God, and remove me and allow me to bring forth a fresh word to share with your people here on today, Lord God. Give them wisdom that they have the strength to restore what they may have thought that they have lost in the last years of their life, Lord God. Lord, continue to wrap them in your loving arms, Lord God. Touch each and every one under the sound of my voice. Also, those that they have connected with, Lord God. Lord, you cover them from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet, Lord God, and let them know that you are forever with them. Lord, touch those that are in need. You know what they stand in the need of on today, Lord God. Touch all of our youth, Lord God, from a baby all the way up to golden 120 scores. Lord, you touch each and every one of us in a mighty, mighty way. In Jesus' name, amen. So great day to all of you. I'm super ecstatic to be here as we begin this new beginning. Most of us, we start off the year by kicking off by making resolutions of things that we want to accomplish, right? Many of us want to accomplish some things, but in the midst of accomplishing and getting into those resolutions, I'm sure it has been some things that we may want to restore or some things that we want to cast away of some things that have happened in our past or within the last couple of minutes or hours before we have gotten into this new beginning of a new year. And so when you think of a new beginning, your new beginning can start every awakening of the day as you begin to open your eyes. Oftentimes when we talk about resolutions, most of the time they go out the window by mid-February, right? And so let's be real with ourselves in the midst. And so today I'm going to be giving you some tips and tools on restoring and recovery of some things that we may be dealing with. Maybe it may not be you, maybe it may be your neighbor. So definitely take the time to share this out with your family, your friends, and those that may need a word from on high on today. And so as Christian believers, God has called us by our name. And so many of us, we may be astray. Some of us, we know where our help come from. And some of us are still straddling the fence of some things that we may have gone through that may have caused us to stray away. And so today I want to help you to restore just a little bit of your faith, if not all of your faith, here on today and helping you. Oftentimes, we go to church and oftentimes we sit and we hear the pastors and the bishops pray and things of that and say, you know, just pray about it, right? And so today I want to give you some good food from the book of the word of the BIBLE, which is our basic instructions before leaving Earth, as well as some real tools that you can take with you as well, right? And so oftentimes, you know, a lot of things does come from the biblical standpoint, but also sometimes of talking to people from right where they are. Sometimes we have to meet folks right where they are to get them to understand that they're not in this journey alone. And so in the midst, my first tool and tip that I want to share with you is that you want to humble yourself. It's super important to humble yourself. It's a part of the wellness wheel of just that self-care, right? As you can see, it says humble yourself, right? You want to start the process of restoration. One must first recognize that we are nothing and are both guilty of unworthy to be in the presence of His holy presence. And so in the midst of humbling ourselves, right? Many of us, we have pride that have gotten in the way. We have things that has happened to us that has made us whom we thought that we are, right? But knowing who we are in the midst, the Lord is the holy, His holy temple, and in all the earth keeps silence before Him. And so if you read the book of Habakkuk 2:20, definitely take some time to read that in the midst of the steps of becoming in this restoring of you, the new you. And so as we begin to grow, you know, our skin begins to shed and all of that jazz, and we become anew. We also become anew in the spiritual aspect as well. And so humbling yourself is something that is much needed, right? To grow, you have to humble yourself in the midst. And so I want to go to the book of Habakkuk and to share with you just a little bit of that scripture there that says Habakkuk 2:20. If you have your Bibles, you can definitely turn to it. If not, it said, "But oh, God is in His holy temple. Quiet, everyone. Holy silence. Listen." And that is coming from the Message book. And so oftentimes, you know, we have had these things around the country, around the world, where things have been shutting down. But have you really, really honestly been listening? Or have you really honestly been still going along with the hustle and bustle and tapping into social media and not humbling yourself and taking that time to be quiet, to be silent, and really to listen? Right? To be listened. And oftentimes, you know, we couldn't have gotten to the temple because things were shut down in the midst of things. And sometimes He has to shut us down and for us to humble ourselves and to really, really see what it is that He really wants from us, to give us those instructions of what He wants for us to do. And so oftentimes, many of us, we write down our resolutions and our goals of things that we want to accomplish. But have you taken the time to listen to what it is that He have us to do in the midst of us propelling forward in this new season? And so that is very, very important, of just sitting in that quiet place. He says, "Oh, holy silence." And then He says, "Listen." And so I love it. Love it, love it. The second thing that I want to say to you is prayer, is pray. Prayer is super important, right? Because it does changes things. It does changes things. And so the second step in prayer is we present before Him our petitions. And so petitioning what it is that we're praying for. Some of us are praying for good health. Some of us are praying for our finances. Some of us are praying for our children. Some of us are praying for others. Some of us are praying for things that we don't even know how to begin to fix, right? That's called restoration. And so, and if you ask for His forgiveness and for doing wrong in His sight, He will definitely do so. Trust me, I definitely know. And so, however, Jesus shows up that the primary purpose of prayer is to prepare a person to perform the perfect will of God. If you read the book of Matthew 6:9-13, as well as the book of Luke 22:42, it just talks about the purpose of prayer. the purpose of prayer. Sometimes we lose sight of that we can talk to him the same way that we get on the phone and we talk to others. Sometimes we lose sight of speaking to him in that quiet place, taking that time out to pray when things don't go the way that we want them to. And, you know, you can't just twist God's arm to get what it is that we want. Sometimes we have to just steadfast and to be still, as he stated in our first point that I'm sharing here with you on today. And so as we begin to journey throughout this year, definitely begin to just sit still and just in those darkest nights. And night doesn't always have to be when the sun go down, right? The darkness could be in the moment of our life that we are in the midst of the things that we're going through. And if you look at the book of Luke chapter 22 and verses 41, it says he pulled away from them and he stoned them, knelt down and prayed, "Father, remove this cup from me, but please not what I want. What do you want?" At once, an angel from heaven was at his side, strengthening him. He prayed on all the harder, sweat wrung from him, where drops of blood poured off his face. And so that was Luke chapter 22, 41 through 44. And so oftentimes, you know, we have to lay dormant at his feet in the midst of to getting the results that we want for that he has for our life. Sometimes we want the things that we want for our lives. You know, and he got up from prayer and went back to his disciples. And many of you know that he had 12 disciples that were with him. God didn't do this thing alone. And so we have to know that we cannot do this thing alone. As much as we may want to stray or sometimes want to throw in the towel when the going gets tough. And I'm sure, you know, not only just for my household have been tough times that has been going on, but trouble don't last always. And that's what brings me to my third point, is that it's always super important to fellowship, Right? It's a step of communion. It's the third step of communion with God. We seek fellowship with him and live in his presence. And so not only just living with him in his presence, he has made all of us uniquely in his sight. And so fellowshipping with your brothers and your sisters, your siblings in Christ, is super important, of having those that, like I said it before, in step one and two, of having prayer and being humble and talking to those that are babes in Christ or that have that Christian experience in Christ as, you know, from the marriage ministry, those that are mothers and things like that, that can definitely, that they have lived and that has walked this thing and have been with God, that can definitely point you in the right direction. And sometimes when you just don't know who to turn to, what better person to turn to fellowship with him, right? And so prayer is a doorway through which we enter into communion with God. The Bible tells us to seek God's face continuously. And so, you know, it's in those quiet times. Sometimes he sends those angels, those earthly angels, to come to you. And sometimes we scratch our head and not understanding, you know, oh my goodness, this person wasn't in my room or wasn't in my home or wasn't in my car or wasn't in the presence of me when I spoke these things. And so if you begin to read the book of 1 Chronicles 16, chapter 16, verse 11, and Psalms 27 and 8. I love the book of Psalms. The book of Psalms is so near and dear to me. So if you haven't taken the time to read the book of Psalms, I know it's so many wonderful chapters that are in there. Many of us all know Psalms 23, but it's more to Psalms than just Psalms 23. And so the Lord's Prayer is something that, you know, you learn as a child. And even still in the midst of being an adult, it's a great, great prayer to definitely to say and to really dive into Psalms 23, right? And know it. You have to subscribe the words to on your heart. The fourth thing is, let's go back to the third. And the Lord spake unto Moses face to face as a man speaketh unto his friends. And that's in Exodus chapter 33:11. So definitely take the time to read, you know, what God said to Moses. What did God say to Moses face to face? Right. And many of you, I'm sure you know the story of Moses. But sometimes we got to take the time to really dive into our Bibles. So I'm going to challenge you to get those cobwebs off your Bibles. many of us, we have these smartphones, and it's great. It's great. You can earmark them and, you know, carry the Bible wherever you may go and, you know, really to study, right? The fourth thing is repent your sins. Repentance is a very vital step in spiritual restoration. It's super important to repent. Repent, right? We all fall short every single day. Every single day, right? You're human. You fall short every single day. We take away from our wicked ways and turn back to God. And so oftentimes we know that some of the things that we set out to do, we know that they're not right. Some of the things that may have fallen out of our mouths, we know that it's not right. So repentance is a prerequisite for salvation. And trust me, we're all living for salvation and not being conformed to this world. You know, it's so many things that go on in the world from day to day that, you know, it makes it hard, especially with the laws of the land, right? But he did tell us to govern ourselves to the laws of the land as well, but also to keep his name holy in the midst. And so the four steps of the spiritual restoration are extremely important for believers to turn back to the Lord and submit to his ways, his will and his ways, right? It's super important to definitely to take the time to do that. And so understanding all of these things are super duper important. Improving your spiritual health is one thing that in 2022 to definitely take the time to really, really work on. Exploring your spiritual core is something that we all need to hold near and dear to us. It's simply asking yourself a question about the person you are and your meanings. Ask yourself, who am I? Right? Because sometimes we can lose sight of ourselves on a day to day of working out 9 to 5, taking care of the children, working, and just all the many hats that we wear. And also getting back to, what is my purpose? What do I value most? These questions will lead you down the road where you will be thinking more in depth about yourself and allowing you to notice the things about yourself that will help you achieve fulfillment. And so that spiritual core will definitely keep you centered, right? Will keep you on track and definitely staying rooted in your Bible. What I love about staying rooted in your Bible is that it definitely is that good foundation of, even sometimes when you don't have the answers, you'll hear that little small voice. And so looking for deeper meaning, many of us were looking for deeper meaning in the midst of the things that is going on around us, the things that are going on inside of us, right? And in the midst of even looking for deeper meaning, sometimes it's okay to seek a therapist in the midst of a professional, of someone that can help you to hash out some of the things that you have gone through and some of the things that you may need some guidance in, right? And so analyzing those occurring patterns that will help you see that you have control over your destiny. And you definitely do. I'm here to encourage you on today that you definitely have control over your destiny, right? We all have a choice. God gives us all a choice of what it is that we want to do in our lives. And so be aware that this can help you achieve a happy and healthy lifestyle. It definitely can. It can help you to choose a happy and a healthy lifestyle. So definitely get your spiritual aspects in order. Get them in order. And so oftentimes, you know, getting out the things that are trapped inside of the things that we may even read. That's why a Bible study is super important. Expressing what is on your mind, and it will help you to maintain a focused mind. And so it's some things that we go through, and it's absolutely fine. We're human, right? It's some things that I read and some things that in life that we see. And as we grow older, that, you know, we can get off focus with some things. But I find that setting your timer, and before you know it, you'll be spending 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours in the midst of reading your Bibles. I'm telling you, it gets good. It gets really, really good. And so some of the things that you can definitely do, not only just with your spiritual health aspect of you, of your self-care, It's also getting into your physical. So I'm going to challenge you to get into your physical. I've definitely been tapping into my physical. Many of us, you know, we love who we are, and that's absolutely great. But getting into the physical parts of you will definitely help to center you, right? Not only just with your exercising, but with your eating habits as well. You know, growing up, it says you are what you eat and things of that nature. And, you know, being mindful of what it is that we're putting in our temple so that we can get back to the other core restorations that I was talking about, right? Because if your core of you, your gut is not healthy, then you're going to be off balance. You're going to be off balance. Your clarity is not going to be there. And so definitely I'm going to challenge you to do so. As a community, definitely in the African-American community, many of us, we deal with diabetes and high blood pressure and cholesterol issues and heart things of that nature. And listen, you can still have the things that you love and you enjoy. It's just in moderations and moderations and also how they're prepared. And so kudos if you have been taking the time to definitely to get your health and your wellness on track. We're going to be definitely talking more about that, of some ways and some different essentials that can definitely help you along this journey, this new journey that we're on into restoration. And so I'm grateful for you. Definitely, hopefully we can take some time to travel. And listen, if where you are is not open to take the time to travel, and it has definitely messed with your mental, it is super important to take that staycation, right? To find that comforting place. Sometimes of putting on your earphones, and maybe if you have a computer or a smartphone or smart TV or whatever the case may be, and sometimes just drawing out those illustrations that we would love to have in our lives. Right. Sometimes we have to use our imaginary, due to when we can't get to where we are. This allow us to weed out our stressors and keep our mind on the right path. I'm telling you, keeping your mind on the right path is super important, right? Because it doesn't take much for your mind to kilter off into a place that you don't want it to go. And so oftentimes when we do that, sometimes depression sets in. Sometimes our mind wanders on things that's not even so and true. And so it's super important, if you can't find these things to do of meditation and things like that, is some activities take part in which are on a trip. That can be exercising, speaking with a counselor, right? As I stated before, or advisor, taking some more time to learn more about meditation and taking those temporary vows of silence. And in the beginning, we talked about that and taking that silence, right? In the book of Habakkuk, it says silence. And so sometimes just sitting in that quiet place, it's absolutely fine to do that. Thinking positive is another great thing. Many of us, we have taken so much time by ourselves, some of us involuntary and some of us voluntarily, of doing that, even in the midst of some of the shutdowns and things that we have had over time, of thinking positively. Sometimes in the way that we speak to ourselves really counter suit with so many things that are going on in our lives. And so once you start viewing things in a life in a positive manner, you will find yourself thinking differently and refocusing your mind to a happy place, a happy and healthy place, right? When you eliminate negative and refrain from how you think of certain things and situations, you'll notice yourself being more relaxed in what it is that you're propelling to do. And restoring yourself, right? That's the first step in taking some of the steps, one of the tools to definitely taking action in restoring yourself. And so taking that time to meditate, Even meditating on His word, meditating on a good book, meditating on some yoga, meditating with some good music and some good tunes that will definitely get you out of the place of where you are to restore you, right? We want to leave yesteryears in yesteryears, and we want to move forward and what it is that God has preparing us for. And so He also wants to know that we're ready for the journey. And so I'm sure you're ready for the journey. I'm passing the baton on to you, because this year we're going to be restoring some things that was lost, some things that were out of our control, and some things that we want to see to manifest in our lives. And so take the time to nurture you. It is super important to definitely take the time to do so. And so as you listen to the melodies of this song that I have for you on today, listen. Jesus is here. God is here. And, you know, you have so many wonderful, amazing people that love you. Love you. And listen, love yourself. Love yourself on today. Listen, if no one has told you that they love you, I truly, truly love you on today. Take the time out. And so my name is Natasha, here with Nurture by Natasha, here to help you to cultivate that healthy lifestyle while taking time to put the mask on you. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we cannot wait to chit chat with you again. Listen, take the time to follow me over on social media. I'm on Facebook at Nurture by Natasha VIP page. I'm on Instagram at Nurture by Natasha, as well as on TikTok as Nurture by Natasha as well. We greatly appreciate each and every one of you. Listen, go forth, be great in whatever it is that you do. And don't you let no one tell you that you're not. Take the time to set your crown, hold your head up high, and walk forth in victory. My name is Natasha, and it was so nice spending time with you here on this great, fine, amazing day. Take care.
I believe in my spirit that not only is God restoring things to you, but He's restoring you back to where you belong. You just lift your hand in the atmosphere and shout, I've been restored. Shout it again, I've been restored. Them I made you stronger than you were before. You've been restored.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.